Rheumatic Heart Disease, RHD, by All-Star Medics. Rheumatic heart disease is a chronic cardiac condition that develops after one or more episodes of acute rheumatic fever. It includes a wide range of lesions affecting the heart, beginning with pericarditis, myocarditis, and valvulitis during the acute phase of ARF. Over time, these inflammatory episodes lead to progressive scarring, deformity, and dysfunction of the cardiac valves. The valves most commonly involved are the mitral and aortic valves. Mitral regurgitation is typically the earliest lesion, while mitral stenosis develops later due to chronic scarring. Aortic regurgitation and stenosis may also occur, and involvement of the tricuspid valve may lead to tricuspid regurgitation or stenosis in more advanced disease. The primary clinical manifestation of RHD is heart failure caused by either valvular stenosis or regurgitation. As the valve structure is damaged, the heart is no longer able to maintain adequate forward flow, eventually leading to symptoms such as breathlessness, fatigue, and reduced exercise tolerance. Management of rheumatic heart disease focuses first on medical therapy. This includes preventing further episodes of acute rheumatic fever by treating streptococcal pharyngitis and maintaining long-term secondary prophylaxis. Supportive therapy for congestive cardiac failure is essential. Children with RHD require regular monitoring to detect complications and progression of valvular damage. Surgical intervention becomes necessary when heart failure persists despite optimal medical management, or when symptoms worsen even after aggressive treatment. Surgery is aimed at reducing valve regurgitation or relieving stenosis through procedures such as valve repair or replacement. Complications associated with rheumatic heart disease are significant. These include atrial arrhythmias, particularly atrial fibrillation, pulmonary edema resulting from acute heart failure, recurrent pulmonary emboli, infective endocarditis affecting the damaged valves, intracardiac thrombus formation, and systemic embolism, which may lead to stroke or peripheral arterial obstruction.